This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The last of the Japanese beetles have gone to warmer pastures, and we're left with the devastation of many of our roses, hibiscus, Virginia creeper vines, and that's just in my landscape. I just recently read an article from a U of M entomologist, Jeff Hahn. He said 2017 was a year of above-average numbers of JB. Although it might appear that JB occurs in cycles, like forest tent caterpillars, in fact, their numbers are driven by weather. The most important factor influencing their abundance is a lack of soil moisture. JB eggs and newly emerged grubs are very susceptible to dry soils, so during years when we experience drought, we typically see relatively fewer Japanese beetles. This was true about 3 to 5 years ago when we had some very dry summers. Since then, we've started receiving more normal rainfall, and Japanese beetle numbers have become numerous. Han says that while their feeding definitely affects the appearance of plants, as long as deciduous trees and shrubs are healthy and mature, they can tolerate severe, even complete defoliation. However, if trees and shrubs are severely damaged for several consecutive years, they can sustain more lasting injury. I'll have a link to the normal care for trees and shrubs on GardenBite.com. Overall, look for most plants to rebound and be fine next spring. I'll have more information on possible treatment of the grubs in your lawn on my website. However, the question now is, what about next year? Well, with the rains, we will likely see similar numbers next year, or we'll have a drought. Stay tuned. Check out GardenBite.com and find GardenBite on Facebook. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. You can email me, too, at terry@gardenbite.com. And find me on Twitter, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.